WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
The final premium live event has come and gone, so we're all ready on the fast lane to WrestleMania. And it goes to Monday Night Raw, live tonight on the USA Network. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sirach, and joined as always by Lindsay Wood.
This was an interesting show. The fallout from Elimination Chamber. We are now in the express lane heading towards WrestleMania, guys. We've had Hall of Fame announcements. We've had title matches get set. We've had Yellowstone Brock in his cowboy hat. I mean, just an interesting time. A very interesting time.
We'll talk about the Hall of Fame stuff on Thursday in the news, so look forward to that. Because, reasons. But you mentioned Brock Lesnar. Let's talk about Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, the new WWE champion, came down to the ring all happy as all can be. He is full on babyface now.
He has embraced it. WWE has embraced it. I'm here for it. I think a lot of us are. If this was the way, this is the absolute way that you should have turned Brock Lesnar face. People just took to him. People just love him. And rightfully so, because he's doing some of the best work he's ever done. So the fact that, like, we all have embraced him, even better.
I mean,
you know?
He made a little kid's day.
He made a little kid's day. And we've always heard that this Brock existed. We just never got to see it because he was always the beast incarnate. He was just always just mean as a rattlesnake. And, I mean, to be fair, he still is. Like, what he did to Austin Theory, I'm pretty sure is illegal. But nevertheless, we know that there's this other side of Brock that we get to see. And it's fantastic. Why was it hidden for so long? Like, why are we just now getting it? Like, zero fucks given, Brock is, like, the best Brock ever.
It is. So Brock Lesnar comes to the ring after having fun with a kid. Takes off his sweater because it's hot. And before he could try to say any more, out came Paul Heyman, who wanted to do his normal introduction, but he was unable to because Brock interrupted. But Heyman called himself the special counsel for the only real world champion in WWE, Roman Reigns. He talked about at WrestleMania, it'll be winner take all, but Brock may not make it to WrestleMania as champion because, you know, as, you know, Paul Heyman does things, and he's been, you know, the advocate for Brock Lesnar for years, and, you know, make sure Brock knows where he's going. And he let Brock know that he's supposed to be at Madison Square Garden on March 5th to defend his newly won championship against Bobby Lashley. Maybe. If he passes concussion protocol. But if not, they'll find a suitable replacement. So Brock may not be champion at WrestleMania. Brock's like, every time we're like, yeah, I know where I gotta go. You don't have to remind me. I'm doing fine without you, Paul. And he also reminded Paul Heyman where Brock plans on being on Friday. Because he goes, what are you doing? Where Paul's going to be in on SmackDown. Where's Brock going to be? And he goes, Saskatchewan? But no, he's going to be in Hershey, Pennsylvania at SmackDown to reintroduce himself to his WrestleMania opponent, Roman Reigns.
There you go, like you do.
Very nice little setup. Sets up a big house show match for Brock, and also sets up, hey, I'm going to be on SmackDown. Tune in to see. So we had that on the show. Other things that happened, the Alpha Academy beat the Street Profits.
This was good. I want to go back to Brock for a second.
Okay.
So Brock's going to give Paul a run for his money. I think this will see the dissolution at some point of Brock and Paul's professional relationship. Because as we all remember, Paul formally betrayed Brock.
Yes.
And we all know that now Paul, especially where Roman Reigns is concerned, does not have Brock's best interest at heart. So Brock cannot trust his special counsel. So will this lead to Brock getting other special counsel? Will it lead to the dissolution of Paul and Brock's relationship? Because at some point, Paul has to get his comeuppance, right? When Roman gets his, Paul will also get his, somewhat, especially from Brock. Because Brock's never really paid Paul back for the betrayal. They've never really even addressed it. They just have sort of pushed past that for right now, and that's lingering out there in this story between Roman and Brock, is that in between them is Paul Heyman, and, well, the Puppet Master may get his comeuppance at some point.
Would be nice in front of 50, 60, 70, 80,000 people at WrestleMania.
Paul Heyman takes an F5.
In the middle of the ring?
In the middle of the ring, I mean, you know, it wouldn't be entirely undeserved given his actions as of late. But yeah, this was, I really enjoyed the little teases, especially the little back and forth between Paul and Brock, teasing that tension there. I think it's really well done. It's just all beautiful. The tag match was good. I liked it. It was fine. It was fun.
Rhea Ripley once again beat Nikki Ash. It was what it was.
It was what it was.
There is this.
I'm not sure why they broke up. I'm not sure why they're feuding. I don't think they've formally addressed that. They just don't like each other anymore for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
We had this interesting 24/7 segment with Reggie and Dana where they talked about their relationship and feelings and stuff. And Reggie did the right thing, laid down, kicked out, but then laid down one time and she kissed them and she took the title and won the title. And it was something.
I have no idea what happened in this segment, but good for them.
So Tommaso Ciampa is on Monday Night Raw to hype up his match against Dolph Ziggler on NXT 2.0 tomorrow. And, well, he was interviewed and talked about how, you know, he had to find someone to watch, to be by his side, shoulder to shoulder. And then he found his partner, Finn Balor, making his return to Raw. Tommaso and Finn took on Dolph and Bobby. Tommaso and Finn getting the win.
I like this pairing.
It's a good team.
Like, okay, all right.
So we'll see. Maybe we get more of it. But we did get more of Finn. After Damian Priest defeated Shelton Benjamin, he said, you know, he wants his next challenger. He wants to be a world champion caliber. It's WrestleMania season. He wants a world champion type caliber. And Finn Balor accepted. So we get Finn and Damian for the U.S. title next week.
I can think of worse things.
I can too. We had Miz TV. He talked about what happened at Elimination Chamber, and he claims fans needed Ray to succeed because it made them feel better about themselves, but he, you know, he needs someone to fight by his side. Someone from a fighting family. Someone who was dashing. Wink, wink.
Not Don.
Ray and Dominic would come out. Miz claimed that Dominic was only there because of Ray, so Dominic got his face and warned him about saying that crap about his father, and, you know, Miz then challenged, hey, me and my new partner versus you guys at WrestleMania. You know? And when Dominic was out there talking up, you know, about being in this business for a long time, he was here in the front row when he was 7 years old and all that stuff. And Miz then introduced his partner, and everyone's waiting for this dashing partner. And they got Logan Paul. Paul came out, said Ray's a legend, but also his pool toy is bigger than him. And then Dominic said, this is a jackass Miz, who's Miz's partner. We accept the challenge. And then they got their ass whooped. Okay. I know people, whatever they say about Logan Paul is what they say about Logan Paul. He's an attraction. He has a presence. Also, he's so much taller than Ray and even Dominic, and they're going to get their ass kicked at WrestleMania.
I mean, that's the thing. Logan Paul can actually go. Like, I don't know how well he can go, but he can go. Like, he's proven himself in a boxing ring somewhat. So, This is going to be interesting, to say the very, very least. But the very, very subtle drops in Miz's promo are more what I was interested in. And I'm just going to throw this out there because Rock tweeted this and I'm going to lean into it hard.
Before you do, the full quote was, because I found it on their Twitter, someone who comes from a fighting family, a pioneer, someone who's very dashing. Also, they tweeted later, there's no smoke and mirrors about it. Edge is ready to make WrestleMania match again. We'll talk about Edge in a minute, but they dropped smoke and mirrors on their Twitter too.
So, WWE is going to be in Jacksonville in about two-ish weeks.
2 weeks? March, what, 7th?
March 7th or 14th. They're going to be in Jacksonville. They're also going to be in Chicago soon, too. And I'm just saying we should, if he doesn't show up before then, Jacksonville would be an opportune moment to have him show up if he signed. March 14th. So March 14th could be when we see a Cody Rhodes. We may get him before then. We don't know. I don't even know if we're going to get him, but the rumors have kind of quieted down. Everything has sort of gone radio silent. Nobody really knows what's going on with it. And you have to kind of wonder, because they're teasing it, they're leaning into the rumors really super hard. Not to the point that they say they have Cody, but they're teasing it very subtly.
Yeah.
Not really, but they are.
But it is subtle. If you know, you know. If you don't, you know.
So it's being handled in a way that leads you to believe that, yes, Cody is more than likely on his way, which lines up with the rumors that we've all heard, that he was looking to sign with WWE. They just have to work out the deal. What that is, nobody knows. But I'm just saying that if he does not show up in the next week, then I would bet Jacksonville's going to be where they do it.
Jacksonville would be a great, nudge. Because if they don't, Chicago will chant his name.
Yeah. Chicago will almost demand him. So, and you could have him walk out in Chicago, because I feel like wherever they do it, this is me personally, but I feel like it's going to be a really subtle shot as kind of maybe a payback for everything that they've said and done over the last 2-ish, 3-ish years, give or take. Or they could just have him walk out in Dallas. They could do that too.
Night after WrestleMania.
The night after WrestleMania. You have him walk out at WrestleMania, you know, where Miz is like, and my mystery partner is, and out comes Cody Rhodes. And we all knew it, but it's still, there's the confirmation that he's
on his way back.
He's on his way back. Like, you get something to that effect. But I have a funny feeling that because they want to sell tickets to WrestleMania, that they're going to pull out all the stops to sell those tickets.
They are.
So we could see Cody here very soon.
One of the bigger matches on the show will be Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch. We had Bianca Belair come out tonight, talk about how she put, how she won an Elimination Chamber. She brought over her opponents. None of them were EST, and she's worked harder for this moment. She's ready for WrestleMania. You can't spell WrestleMania without EST. Becky Lynch came out, talked about we were the only two people to win the main events of WrestleMania, but Bianca was only able to do it because she did it first. Bianca's like, I did it better. No one's been able to take this title from me for 3 years, and, you know, happy anniversary, because it's 6 months ago today that I beat you in 26 seconds for this belt. Becky accused Belair of playing the victim, and Bella said she's no victim. Becky then claimed she was the victim because the fans used to love her, but when she beat Bianca, they turned. Now they despise her. The fans despise her, and she despises Bianca for that. Becky got rid of, disposed of Lita, someone she loved. Imagine what she'll do to someone she despises. Bianca's like, you can play the victim, or I can actually make you one. Before that happened, Doudrop came out and set up the match between Bianca and Doudrop, which was really, really good. You had Becky at ringside, and Bianca would get the win.
The match between Bianca and Doudrop was fantastic. You wouldn't expect anything less from these two, but this was just really, really well done between the two. And one of my favorite moments was after the match where, after Bianca wins, Becky takes off the headset and she spikes it. And she throws it down and she's like, oh shit!
Yeah.
Because I think she accidentally broke it or something, because you just see her break character for a second. She's like, ah! Didn't mean to do that. But it was still good. Like, the match, like, it was very physical, which was great.
Oh, the crossbody on the outside was nuts.
Yeah. That was just like... Squish. And Bianca's flattened now.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Doudrop just hit her and just went right into her. Mm-hmm. Like, this was just super good. I enjoyed this.
Yeah, Bianca told the story of basically... Becky said go back to the back of the line, and I did, and, well, there was no excuses. She fought her way back. She won Soul Survivor Series, and then won the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, no, agreed. Yeah, it's like there's no line. Bianca is the line, and Becky, when she takes her earrings off, you need to run.
Mm-hmm.
That's because when she took that one earring off, it's like, oh, Becky's about to die.
Yeah. So it's WrestleMania season, so you bring out all the big stars, and this time you bring out Edge. He talked about it being, in fact, WrestleMania season here, and going back to when he was a little kid in WrestleMania 3, listening to the radio to hear results of the show, he heard how Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant, but also beat him on the radio. He talked about being how old he is. His first appearance being at a WrestleMania was at WrestleMania 14. It took 2 years to get on the card, and, well, they had a hell of a show. Then at WrestleMania 17, against two of the greatest of all time, the greatest teams of all time, they stole a show. He put over D-Von Dudley because he just went through spinal fusion surgery, as on the road to recovery. He talked about the road to winning the first ever bank ladder match at WrestleMania, putting Mick Foley through a table, and even main-eventing against The Undertaker, and almost coming close to beating the Streak. Almost. Talked about how WrestleMania 27, which Lindsay saw in person, would it be his last match and force him to retire as world champion? But it wasn't, for many people it would be enough, but not for him. It took him 10 years, but he busted his ass, get back, and last year he main evented again. People dream about winning the Stanley Cup or the Super Bowl or performing on Broadway, but he only dreamed about being at WrestleMania. He used the fans' energy so he could do what it took to be phenomenal.
Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Edge needs an opponent for WrestleMania. Edge needs WrestleMania, but WrestleMania also needs him. He said, anyone in the locker room, it's time to step up and against the best in the business. Fight Edge at WrestleMania, and you'll live forever. The close-up shots made him look like a villain. Also a little bit like Triple H, too.
They made him look a lot like Triple H. Respect for the Ghost shirt, like that. That was a nice shirt, even though, you know, it doesn't mean anything, but it's like, hey, it's a Ghost shirt. Cool. But, yeah, this was... Again, very well done. We're in the time where everything should be well done, where you should be having those subtle setups, where you should be just dropping hints. Like, they don't need to be overt about it because they have, what,
5 weeks? 40 days.
40 days, so about 5 weeks to really set everything up so you can begin those late game teasers. Where you begin building and you can peak it a week to two, or really the week of WrestleMania. That's when you need to get there. So, yeah, you can play the slow game. You can have Edge issue an open challenge and be like, hey, you know what? I want somebody. I don't care. Y'all want to... Basically, I'll make you famous. That's what he's saying to people.
Wonder who he got that from.
No idea where he got that from. But it's almost as if it was on a shirt. I think I have one in my basement somewhere. Or maybe it's in my closet. Anyway, but yeah, it's Edge just throwing it out there. It's a chance to wrestle a legend, a Hall of Famer, especially considering the fact that, well, The Undertaker retired, so you can't rely on him anymore to put on those WrestleMania matches. So Edge is stepping up and taking the hit. And he's going to do the thing, and it's going to be fantastic, whoever he goes against. But I think we all know who he's going against.
And he made it known.
Good.
He made it known who he'll be fighting without making it known who he was fighting. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Phenomenal. But two other men won their shot at WrestleMania, and they need a path. That's Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins. They beat RKO a couple weeks ago, and now if they beat them tonight, they get into a tag team title match in 2 weeks on Monday Night Raw. Which means they can do what they want at WrestleMania. Maybe they can even challenge the Usos, because people love a champion versus champion match. Nice little subtle hint by Rollins on that one. Rollins left Owens said, man, it will be stupendous because of them. Then maybe it'll be even worth it to wrestle in the hellhole of Dallas, Texas. Huh, he's picking on Dallas again. I mean, it's easy. Look at their football team. But they're teasing a rattlesnake. Just saying. But your main event was Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens taking on RK-Bro. Randy Orton was fully shaved again. They had to mention it on Twitter for whatever reason. Really good main event. Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens would get the win, a stunner, and a curb stop combo for the victory. So in 2 weeks, it'll be Alpha Academy versus RK-Bro and Seth K.O.
I love these two together so much.
Also his gold jacket.
Oh my god, his gold jacket, Seth, what was that? But yeah, this was fantastic. It was a wonderful main event. They cleaned Randy up for WrestleMania. You know, basically, okay, you gotta get rid of the goatee. You can't be walking around like that anymore. But yeah, they cleaned Randy up. Seth and Kevin are reunited. They were fantastic tonight. The match was super, super good. And we even had a mocking point to the WrestleMania sign.
That was great. Their joy of pointing at the sign together. It was, yeah.
That was just the perfect little touch.
Good show.
Overall, this was a good Raw. We're beginning to see them sow the seeds for WrestleMania. And we'll see how they nurture and grow them. Hopefully very, very well. Because they did some really nice things on this show.
And we know what the main focuses are. And that's what counts.
That is what counts.
But that'll be for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday, we're back live, 10 p.m. Eastern for the Rag, to preview, or review, I should say, the Chamber.
I was going to say, we're not previewing anything. We're reviewing the Elimination Chamber. Plus, we'll have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's the Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
And spoiler alert, we're talking about The Undertaker.
I get to scream about The Undertaker one more time on my show. I'm so happy.
Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms and wherever you get your podcasts. Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of CBRCBRLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for a Wild Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime Link, just which counts, called Prime Games Support Channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code RocketSock or
Lynn's M Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store, why?
Because we are hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can go follow my Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me and subscribe on YouTube. Ring that bell, Lynn's Ward on YouTube or lynnsward.recradioshow.com since I don't have a custom URL. And you can use my creator code. I would appreciate you doing all the things or some of the things. If you're going to do some of the things, please go follow the Twitch. Because I'm doing a Genshin Impact contest right now where I have to stream and submit proof and all the things, and I'm trying to gain followers. That's the whole point of the event. So please go follow the Twitch channel. You don't have to watch. I'd like it if you watched, but you don't have to. It's not an obligation. So please go follow the Twitch channel. What? No pressure.
She broke me, chat. This has been the Wild Post Show, presented as always by MBG Film. YouTube.com/MBG1211. Watch her Twitch channel. Watch her YouTube stuff. Like it. Subscribe. All that fun stuff. We'll see you Thursday night.
People may not like waifus.
We'll see you Thursday night for the ride. And right back here along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.